After some false starts and self-reflecting, Philadelphia-based indie rockers Sweet Pill have emerged on the bright side with their latest album, Still There's a Glow. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The band's sophomore LP serves as the proper follow-up to their 2022 release, Where the Heart Is, which vocalist Zaina Youssef said was written during the band's college years. She said that record helped the band establish a bond with a devoted audience and play some of their biggest shows to date. However, that's where the problems started.
I think what started happening is reality happened and people come and go in your life. And you start to realize that the real relationships matter, and then you see the ones that don't, and you're kind of left to yourself, ultimately, at the end of the day.
A period of depression for Youssef soon followed, which resulted in writer's block. Guitarist Jace Williams also added that the band's strict touring schedule didn't help ease the growing pains either.
It's really important to like take a step back and realize that you need to be centered in order to do something. It's like writing music is life-changing. It takes a lot out of you.
Despite the difficult period, guitarist and vocalist Sean McCall said moments like that reminded him to trust the people around him.
It's like five painters and one canvas. You're gonna butt heads, you know, or brushes, whatever. But we make it work.
The new album is out now on vinyl, CD, and streaming services. Sweet Pill will play at Union Transfer in Philadelphia on March 19th. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.